This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. I'm Riley Smith. The updated poultry tournament rule provides needed transparency. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
The USDA issued a final poultry tournament rule under the Packers and Stockyards Act last week. The American Farm Bureau Federation calls this new rule a step in the right direction. Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the rule includes changes the AFBF has long advocated for.
The final rule includes flexible provisions for a more transparent and a predictable payment structure for contract poultry growers. The rule also requires capital investment disclosures be provided to the growers by the integrators when expensive updates or modifications for the existing structures are required.
Kiefer said the rule is meant to level the playing field.
This rule will help growers by providing a fair environment in which to operate. And these changes allow the market to set prices that will give contract growers more certainty with base prices that they can rely on.
Kiefer added that there will be a bit of a delay before implementation.
This rule will go into effect July 1st of 2026. And we are expecting that there might be some efforts by some in Washington to delay or to nullify this rule. But Farm Bureau is committed to seeing that this rule actually goes into effect in July of 26 intact to help our poultry growers all across the country.
For more information, visit fb.org/news. You can find this story and more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Check out as well our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.